You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Crystal Mausoleum by Best Bets. And we have James Harding from Best Bets on the line. Kia ora, James. How are you?
Atamari, I'm good.
It's so nice. Oh, sorry, you go.
No, you go.
I was just going to say it's very nice to have you on the show. What have you been up to today? It's still quite early.
It's early. Yeah. What have I done? It's so exciting. I got up and made breakfast for my daughter and now I'm at work. So that's been me so far.
Nice. That's a lovely, productive morning. And now you're talking on the radio.
And now I'm on the radio. Life's funny like that, eh?
So you're here because you are, Best Bets is currently on tour. You've had two shows already, and tonight you're playing at Darkroom in Ōtautahi. How's the tour been so far?
It's been amazing. It's been heaps of fun. I'm trying to think. Yeah, we had Blenheim on last Friday, and then we played Barrytown on the West Coast on Saturday night. And that was an interesting show. I just recovered from a second round of COVID.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so the timing was kind of interesting. I came out of isolation the day before we headed to Waiharakeke, and that show was great. It was in a cellar, and then we went over to Barrytown on the West Coast, and I'd completely lost my voice by that point as a fun side effect of COVID. But luckily, we've got three people that sing in the band, so they were able to do the heavy lifting, and my voice is like probably 90% back, so as long as I pace myself, I think we should be all right for these shows.
Well, that's good. Because it's been a massive year for Best Bets. You released your debut album back in April on an unhistoric night. Talk a little bit about this album. Where did the title come from? It's quite an evocative name for an album.
Yeah, it was kind of the opening line. It's the opening lyric of the song The Minor Leagues, which is a song we've just released as a single. And it kind of just encapsulated, I guess, how we feel about playing music. You know, like, we've been doing this for a long time, and you know, we've done heaps of stuff, but like, we're very much like, you know, we work full-time jobs, and we just, you know, music's always been a hobby for us. And so that's sort of like what Minor Leagues is about. It's kind of like a salute, I guess, to, you know, amateurs who do things for the love of it. And that sort of summed up our band quite nicely.
Mm. But I think that's so gorgeous and pure. Like, it's such a nice way to approach music, is when you're really just doing it because you love it and you can't imagine doing anything else. And it's nice that you've sort of had this album dedicated, I guess, to that sort of practice. You just said you've been doing this for a long time. What sort of spurred the decision to, like, finally do a debut album? Like, how long has Best Bets been together?
Well, Ollie, who's the drummer and the other songwriter in the band, one of the other songwriters in the band, he and I were in a band called The Transistors for about, when did we start? I don't know, 2002, when we were at high school. So we were in that band forever. So, like, we've been playing music together for nearly, 20 years now. That's a terrifying thought. and when that band kind of went on hiatus or whatever, we wanted to keep writing songs together, and that was, so Best Bets kind of formed out of that. And you know, we recorded this album in 2019 for the most part, you know, did a few overdubs and things, but then when the pandemic hit, sort of that put the brakes on things a wee bit.
Yeah.
And so it's been sort of sitting there for a while, I guess, just waiting. And you know, and then funnily enough, of course, when we released it, it just didn't feel like the right time to be going out on an album release tour with, you know, it was sort of Omicron was surging around and things, and it just, everything felt particularly volatile, so we're sort of waited till now to, you know, kind of celebrate the release.
Mm. And it's so nice that you've also released a companion EP to go alongside yeah, this album, sort of celebrate the tour as well. What can you get from I've never really heard of a companion EP alongside an album. Talk a little bit about that. It seems lovely, to be honest.
Well, look, we're just here to maximise our profits. it's very strange and probably largely pointless, but we...
I think it's great.
The song The Minor Leagues, as I mentioned, like, we shot a video for it. The album version's quite long. It's like 5.5 minutes long. And we shot this video for it, and we were like, man, this is probably too long for a video. So Brian had this great idea to edit it into like a single sort of radio edit version of the song and cut, you know, like a minute and a half off it.
Kill Your Darlings.
Exactly. We reshot the re-edited the video, I should say, and cut a bunch of stuff out. And then we had this other song, Big Time, which we recorded during the album sessions and never released. And thematically, it's very similar to Minor Leagues. It sort of explores that same kind of idea, I guess, of like, you know, where your priorities are and the, yeah, I don't know how things change as you get older, in terms of your relationship with music and playing music. And so it just felt like a good opportunity to put that out with it and kind of, you know, make a little package with the two songs.
How has your relationship with music changed? Like, as you said, you've been writing for a very long time and forming bands. I mean, if you think back to 20 years ago and how you are now, like, what's the same and what's changed for you?
I think what's the same is that we always did music for the fun of it, and because we love hanging out. We've always been friends first, musicians second, I suppose, and that's been the sort of ethos that's carried us through. And I guess what's changed is that, you know, my priorities have changed. As I said, I'm a dad, and you know, I'm a breadwinner. Got to work and do all that stuff as well. So music takes a bit of a backseat, but you know, in a way, it means that when we do play music, we enjoy it all the more.
Totally. And I do want to talk a little bit about the Best Bets sound, because I read this line in an article about you on Under the Radar, which described it as hoarding all of the catchiest power pop hooks together like some kind of musical Scrooge McDuck. can we unpack that a little bit? Like, what are your musical influences, and talk a little bit about these pop hooks and the sort of fuzziness which is associated with Best Bets?
Yeah, that's a delightful little little quote. thanks Under the Radar. We've always listened to the same kind of music. I guess Transistors was a bit more of like a punk kind of thing. There's still a bit of that energy in our music, I suppose. But I think, yeah, hooks and melodies have come to the fore a little bit more in Best Bets, maybe. We just love like lots of power pop music, bands like Big Star, The Nerves, Shoes, lots of New Zealand stuff as well. We've got a pretty eclectic, list of influences, but I think, yeah, in Best Bets, we just really enjoyed, taking those pop sensibilities and taking them as far as we can. The fuzziness, I think, is just a natural part of, the fact that we are amateur musicians. We're not like jazz school grads or anything like that. So you're always going to get, a bit of a rough edge to everything we do.
Nice. And who is Best Bets? Who makes up your band?
So Best Bets, as I said, it's me and Ollie from our previous band Transistors, Joe Sampson, who has played in just a million bands, Salad Boys, T54, Dance Asthmatics, to name just a few. Mm. He plays bass in this band. He's actually like a virtuoso guitar player, but we've relegated him to bass in this band for some strange reason. And then Matthew Pimavan is the lead guitar player in our band, and we've known Matt since high school as well. So it was great that we were able to finally, we'd always talked about Matt, wouldn't it be great to have a band with Matt, and now we do, so yeah, it's cool.
Oh, fantastic. Well, you're heading, you're back on tour tonight. It's at Darkroom in Ōtautahi, if anyone happens to be listening down there right now. And then Friday you're at the Yacht Club in Raglan. And on Saturday you're playing a whopping 3 shows in one day in Tāmaki Makaurau.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that all plays out. When I looked at the timing of everything, I was like, oh, this is going to be pretty tight. so we'll see. We're playing a record store in Te Tirangi called Daddy Long Legs at midday on Saturday, so that's free. I can't remember the address. I think it's 506 South Te Tirangi Road.
We can link it in the podcast after
perfect.
The show.
Perfect. Okay, thank you very much. So yeah, that one's at midday, and then we head into the central city and play Flying Out at 2 p.m. I think it's their last in-store of the year. So that should be cool. And then Wine Cellar that night with a band called Ratso, who are some old friends of ours, but I haven't actually seen them live yet, so I'm really looking forward to that.
So plenty of opportunities to see Best Bets in Tāmaki Makaurau this Saturday. Or go along to all three, see how the shows change throughout the day.
Come on a day-long tour around Tāmaki with us.
Well, thanks so much for chatting this morning, James. It's been great to have you on the show and hearing a little bit about your album, which came out in April, and then this companion EP as well, which came out late November. We're going to play The Minor Leagues by Best Bets. Any words about this track before we hit play?
No, this is, as I sort of mentioned this earlier, so it's kind of, it's fortuitous that this is the one you're playing. This is just a salute to anyone out there doing something for the right reasons, I guess. And thanks so much for your time, and come along to the show if you're in Tāmaki or Raglan this weekend.
Perfect. Well, talk to you soon and enjoy the rest of your day, James.
Kia ora, Zoe. Thanks.
Kia ora.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.